Are you tired of your favorite cut of beef or chicken costing more and weighing less every time you buy it from the store? Well, Good Ranchers Price Lock Guarantee offers a sizzling solution. During their April Price Shield campaign, Good Ranchers is not just offering a temporary fix, but a long-term solution. They're locking in your price until 2026 when you subscribe to one of their boxes. GoodRanchers.com is where I get the most tender meat that's full of flavor every time. With options like beef, chicken, pork, and wild-caught seafood, they have something for even the pickiest of eaters. There's no reason to order takeout when you can make something far better at home. Good Ranchers even offers recipes to take your cooking skills to the next level. With meat prices on the rise and store-bought meat quality on the decline, Good Ranchers Price Shield will not just save you hundreds, but give you the best 100% American meat that you'll ever eat. Right now, when you go to GoodRanchers.com and use promo code DAILYWIRE, you'll get their exclusive Price Shield plus an additional 10% off your order. This offer ends at the end of the month, so if you want to secure your best price until 2026, go to GoodRanchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code DAILYWIRE.
Well, as you know, my producer McKenna loves nothing more than to compile videos of the most annoying people on the planet, videos that will make me seethe with rage. Here we have, I'm informed, toxic women at the gym on TikTok. Let's start at the top.
Ladies, I have a pro tip for when you're in the gym and men are making you uncomfortable. I was doing my squats, you know, popping that booty.
She belongs to the street.
And directly behind me happens to be a man on the treadmill. I heard him say,
I just want to say one, this is not a personality. What is this? No person talks like this. So this is someone with no personality who's Hello? Trying to do an imitation of what she believes a personality is. But she has constructed her personality from memes that she's seen. So this is someone who has taken a bunch of memes and cobble them together into her imitation of what a personality is. And this is what you end up with.
Crazy, crazy, crazy woman.
Continue.
Look, I can walk on the treadmill and get a show to his friend that was on the treadmill. So you know what I did? You know what I did?
What?
I turned around. I stared directly into his soul. And for a solid minute, I just inched closer to his machine. He was so scared. He literally slowed down the treadmill and left the gym. He was so uncomfortable. I made him leave. I feel empowered.
Stop. I have no doubt that she has the power to make people leave rooms. So if that's a power that she's taking pride in, then I have no doubt except that that didn't happen. Okay, so that story is as real as her personality. This is the TikTok thing where you record things that are happening, or better yet, something happens and then you record your reaction to it later because you didn't do anything in the moment. Like if you're the kind of person who handles things in the moment, then you don't feel the need to brag about it on TikTok later. That is what you do when you're too, you know, non-confrontational and too meek and mild and cowardly to actually do anything about it. So that didn't actually happen. Now, if it did happen, yeah, that would be, you don't say that. That's an inappropriate thing to say if it actually happened. But one thing you notice, when we see the video of it actually happening, in every single case, actually the guy didn't do anything wrong. It's not nearly as bad as it's being portrayed. So the really egregious acts of sexism are always the ones that somehow didn't get caught on camera, and we're always the ones we're told about later are the ones that are the most egregious, which is interesting. President Trump recently issued a warning from his Mar-a-Lago home, quote, "Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There are three reasons the central banks are dumping the US dollar: inflation, deficit spending, and our insurmountable national debt. The fact is, there is one asset that has withstood famine, wars, political and economic upheaval, dating all the way back to biblical times, and that is gold. I've bought gold from Birch Gold in preparation for uncertain economic times, and you can trust them too. You can now own gold in a tax-sheltered retirement account with the help of Birch Gold. That's right, Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. The best part is you don't pay a penny out of pocket. When currencies fail, gold is a safe haven. How much more time does the dollar have? You can protect your savings with gold. Birch Gold has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They have thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. If you want to be one of them, you can text Walsh to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold. Again, text Walsh to 989898 today. All right, let's move on to the next one. To begin with, why are you recording yourself at the gym? What are you doing with this video? Why? And assuming the context that's provided there is accurate, which is a big assumption, because it says in the video that he had come over multiple times and she said, I don't need help. So we're assuming that all that is true. Then, yeah, the guy was a little bit pushy, but he was also trying to help.
I was just trying to help.
You're trying to help yourself more like.
He's concerned, you know? You're bench pressing free weights with no spotter, and you are a woman.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, using a bench press at all as a woman is like, that's not even an exercise you really need to do in the first place, but especially free weights. Doing without a spotter, it's dangerous. So he's trying to help you out. Now, you could say, well, he wouldn't have done that if it was a guy. Probably not. But men are more protective of women, which is a good thing.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
Okay, and if you think that's a bad thing, you're not going to like what the world looks like when men don't have that instinct anymore. And in fact, we are rapidly becoming the sort of culture where men don't have that instinct anymore. Because when they act on that instinct, they're treated like this. They're publicly shamed.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
And so you have more and more men who are like, fine, whatever. You know what? If the bar crushes your neck, it's your problem. That's the world you're going to create, and you're not going to like it so much. Okay, next one.
PSA to all the guys that go to the gym. For the love of God, is if a woman is at the gym and she is getting her workout in, please do not come up to her mid-set to try to have a conversation. Clearly, I just got back from the gym, but I actually ended up leaving early because I felt so uncomfortable with how this is going. And I'm not one of those girls that like cries, oh my God, this guy is looking at me. Like, no, leave people alone. Like, I don't believe in bullying men at the gym either, but it is really uncomfortable when I walk into the gym and I don't have like anybody else with me. And I dress like this when I go to the gym. Like, I dress like every other gym girly, so I don't want to hear from people who are like, oh, well, the way that you're dressing is kind of asking for it. No, it's not, Becky. I live in Houston, Texas. It's 92 degrees outside, and there's barely AC at the gym that I go to. Like, I walk in, and the minute I walk in, like, I already see this dude, like, eyeing me down. And I'm not, like, again, I'm not saying what his intentions were. He could have, like, all good intentions, but it's uncomfortable, right?
Okay. All right. Oh, you're uncomfortable when men are looking at the gym. Well, then put some damn clothes on. It's not hard.
Jacob, put your clothes on.
I don't want to hear, oh, I'm in Houston. It's hot. I live in Tennessee. Okay, I live in Nashville. It's hot and humid here all the time. And somehow I still manage to be fully clothed when I walk out of my house.
You can do this.
I'm telling you I can't. I'm so hot.
Look, you're fine, okay?
There's too much on me. I can't.
That is a burden that I'm able to carry. The burden of my own clothing is something that I can. In fact, most people can. So you claim that you have to be naked when you're walking out of your house. Well, do you look around you? Do you notice that most people are wearing all of their clothing? So they're able to do it.
Just do it.
She says, oh, it doesn't mean I'm asking for it. No, but you are, actually. You are asking for the attention of men. You are literally asking for it. You are begging for it. That is the only reason why you would walk out of your house dressed like that. Like, you're not wearing a full shirt. You're wearing your underwear. And here's the thing. When you ask for people's attention, you cannot control all the time the manner of that attention or who precisely is giving you attention. When you walk into a room in your underwear, you're going to be getting attention from a lot of people. And you might think, well, I'd love to get attention from him, him, and him, but not that guy, that guy, that guy, and that guy. Doesn't work like that because they all have eyes. And so now you're getting attention from all of them. You don't want that, then put some clothes on. Pretty simple. Everyone, wear your clothes when you go to the gym. We'll leave it at that.